This is Rainmaker FM, the Digital Marketing Podcast Network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com. Hi, and welcome to the PR is Dead podcast. I'm your host, Doyle Albee, and I guess we can call this the allergy season podcast. So thanks for listening, and sorry about the voice today. In all seriousness, though, I think we should call this the giving back episode, because today's topic deals completely with helping others, that is reporters, and we want to help them do their jobs better and easier and make their life nicer, if you will, even if there's nothing in it for you this time. But if you play your cards right, you can earn some next times and maybe a whole bunch of next times. And we'll talk about three ways that I recommend that you try to build those relationships today. So on that topic, since we're talking about helping reporters, I want to mention that there's a great free service that if you're really interested in getting some coverage, you should consider subscribing to. I mention it here because it's called Help a Reporter Out, or we call it HARO for short. You can sign up for emails, and they typically come several times each day. You can sign up for all of them. You can sign up by topic. It's divided out a lot of different ways. And each email will contain a list of stories that reporters are working on that they need help with. They need a quote. They need an expert. They need someone who's had experience who is willing to speak on the record with a particular situation they're hoping to cover. It's exactly what we've been talking about here. So if you're interested, I'll put a link in the show notes, and I'll encourage you to check it out. And like me, when HARO says reporter, they mean reporter, blogger, editor, producer, and so forth. So we'll talk about that and refer to them as reporters throughout the rest of this podcast. And I bring up HARO now because helping a reporter out is exactly what we're talking about here. And I want to tell a brief story that really kind of frames this and I think is a great little mini case study. I once had the opportunity to hear many years ago a public relations executive from McDonald's. And I'm sorry, his name escapes me now. So, sir, I'm sorry if you're still with us and listening to this podcast. Gosh, I'd be honored, and I'm sorry that I don't remember who you are. He gave a great talk at a conference I was at, and he was talking about how McDonald's responded to the mass shooting at one of their restaurants in San Ysidro, California. I believe it was in 1984. Something like 21 people were killed and 19 were injured. It was a horrible, horrible tragedy. And certainly McDonald's was not at fault. Someone just happened to go into a crowded McDonald's and open fire. However, the steps McDonald's took in the aftermath are truly a case study in how to handle horrible tragedies like this with class and be sensitive to the victims and their families. And I won't go into all the details, but I'll include a link in the show notes if you'd like to learn more about this. The point that I want to make from this story was a quote that this gentleman made during his presentation that I think is just really outstanding. And he said words to this effect, that your reputation is very much like a savings account. Sometimes you need to make a withdrawal when something goes wrong, even if it's not your fault. So you'd better make sure that you've taken the time to make some deposits when you have the chance. I think that's great advice for business and certainly great advice for public relations and media relations and great advice for you if you're trying to position yourself as an expert with the media, which is what we talk about a great deal on this podcast. So today I'd like to talk about three ways that I recommend that you consider helping reporters out. And perhaps this will allow you to make some deposits in your own savings account with these reporters and you'll be able to make a withdrawal for your own good sometime down the road. The three main areas, and then I'll touch on details, are help reporters find another source if you can't help them. From time to time, send an idea that has nothing to do with you or your business. It's just a great idea you think the reporter might be interested in. And finally, share their content. Reporters are people too. They like to have their things shared. So let's talk about each one of those in detail for a moment. First, find another source. I regularly get calls from reporters looking for something that they think I might be able to help them with, either personally or through one of my clients. And sometimes I can, and that's great. But sometimes it's just far enough off that I don't have personal expertise in the area, or I don't have a client that does. However, it's usually close. It tends to have something to do with technology or telecommunications or an area that I've got some familiarity with. And I want to keep those calls coming. I want to be on the list of, hey, I need some help with this. So if I can't help, I always try to make a reference or an introduction that can help the reporter out. However, let me stress, it's important to make sure everyone is on board. So I don't just say, oh, you might call my friend Bob over at this company. He might know something about it. There could be a compelling reason that Bob can't help. It could be earnings time. There could be a million things going on. So it's important to make sure everyone is on board. What I'll typically do is explain to my reporter friend that I can't help and I don't have a client that can, but I know someone that might be able to help, and I ask if they'd like the introduction. If yes, then I reach out to my contact and ask them if they'd be willing to comment. And if they're willing to do so, I then make typically an email introduction. Remember to understand the reporter's deadline and make sure the person you're referring does as well. In fact, you can actually make a little withdrawal from your savings account if the reporter needs to talk to that source today and you don't get that information and you don't bother to send the email for 2 or 3 days. So make sure you understand their deadline and make sure your friend does as well, or your reference does as well. And so why do we do that? Well, because the next time the reporter is looking for a source or an expert in your area, the quote that they're looking for might be perfect for you, and you want to be towards the top of the list to receive that call. And chances are that reporter will remember that you were helpful, even though you didn't benefit directly, and they'll continue to call you among the first. Second, let's talk about sending ideas that have absolutely nothing to do with you, which sounds a little counterintuitive at first, but it's really pretty self-explanatory, and it's a great way to build a relationship. So one of the things that I do from time to time, and let me stress here, I do mean occasionally, not daily or twice a day. If you see something, an article, a social media post, an event, something along those lines, that you think a reporter you'd like to build a relationship would be interested in knowing about, by all means, send it along. Don't nag about it. Don't follow up. Just send it along. Put a quick cover note on a link, something like, hey, Bob, I know you like to cover interesting new restaurants here in Cleveland, for example, and my friend just told me about the soft opening of a new place on 4th Street. Add a couple of brief details and send it along. So even if the reporter already knew or doesn't use the story idea or just doesn't even like the idea, chances are they're going to appreciate the fact that you took the time to think about them, and it keeps you top of mind with that reporter. Finally, and this is the easy one, I think we all do quite a bit of this every day, share reporters' content. Reporters like to have their content shared just like the rest of us online humans like to have things shared. So send things around, and not just when you're quoted. Now, once again, let me stress, let's be appropriate. You don't want to share every byline you see by a certain reporter. Your audience, your own online audience, will soon grow very tired of that, and the reporter might not take that much attention too well either. Nobody likes a stalker. But the occasional share with a thoughtful note, something like, really like this piece by Joe Smith, add a reason or two why you really like the piece, and then share. Once again, it shows the reporter you're paying attention, it shows the reporter that you have the same interest, and when they need a source in your field, you've taken some good steps to build the relationship and hopefully get the proactive call. So like always, I'll conclude with a quote from the media or about the media. Today it happens to be a little bit of both. So today's quote comes from longtime TV reporter and Nightline host Ted Koppel. And Mr. Koppel said this, "People shouldn't expect the mass media to do investigative stories. That job belongs to the fringe media." I'm honestly not sure how I feel about that, but it's certainly thought-provoking. Drop me a line. Let me know what you think. So as always, thanks for listening. If you like what you're hearing, please drop a review on iTunes or drop me a line at doyle.albee@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, @DoyleAlbee is where you can find me. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you get some good news this week.